Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And you're listening to today's inspiration on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Hello, I'm Lisa Berry, and thank you so much for taking your precious time to listen to my perspective in hopes that I can help boost you up a little bit, improve your mood, share some love and laughter, and let you know that it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay, because what choice do we have? And it is all a choice. Whatever may or may not be happening around you, you choose to feel exactly the way you want to feel, which may sound easier than said than done, but it is a choice and it is possible. And I'm here to tell you that, to share what I've been through, what I've learned walking down the road of life, in hopes that your journey becomes brighter and lighter and happier, and you become brighter and lighter and happier and feel some love. We all are just cool and calm and connected to each other, and that's really what life is all about. The Dalai Lama said, loving is of an even greater importance than being loved. So I'm here to share my love with you. I'm Lisa Berry. I am a radio broadcaster. I've been on the air in the Detroit market for many years, and now I have been blessed with this opportunity to share myself and my perspective with you here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And you've come to the right place. Lots of great shows here, lots of great opportunities to expand your horizons. But I really just want us to take a deep breath and relax and think about life. I think about life a lot, and what I've learned I want to share with you, and so we can all just feel life a little bit better, have more balance, feel the love, because love is really truly the most important thing. Well, good health is important, but love is also very, very important, and I'm here to share that with you, and I'm here to make talking about love not so uncomfortable. Why is it uncomfortable? When I grew up with my family, we never said I love you to each other. And now if I even express that to people, they seem uncomfortable. We should not be uncomfortable with love. We should all be expressing as much love as we possibly can. More loving, less judging. So I'm here to share that energy with you and that perspective with you in hopes that it brightens and opens up your mind and your life a little bit, and we can all share some joy and be in this moment right now, because that's really the most important and easiest way to feel the love and share the joy, is to be in this moment right now, not worry about the future or live in the past, but just take a deep breath and have gratitude and look around yourself and tell yourself that you have the choice to be happy. You can decide to be happy no matter what, anytime you want. And believe me, I know so many people going through so many tough times, and I myself have gone through so many tough times, and always was saying, why me? Why is this happening to me? And I don't like being a victim. But, man, when you're going through it, you do feel a little sorry for yourself. But then I realized everybody goes through something like that. Lisa's life lessons, number one, is you never really know what's going on in anybody else's life. So if you have that perspective, if you have that awareness, if you are here to share compassion and love, then give everybody a break. Learn to let it go and enjoy every moment while you can. And none of us, and I talk about this week after week after week, not to be a downer, but none of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring. None of us knows what's going to happen. And this week, we sadly lost one of, I think, this planet's greatest inspirations. Wayne Dyer passed away at the age of 75. Now, Wayne, I quote him almost every week. One of my favorite quotes of him is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, which sounds so simple, but it's such a great way to live your life. When you change the way you look at things, and you have that choice and you have that power, the things you look at change. And it sort of has to be I don't want to say a constant reminder, but a very strong ongoing reminder and presence and awareness. When you change the things you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's just one of many. We're going to kind of pay tribute to Wayne, who passed away at the age of 75. He was born and grew up in the Detroit area, which is where I am broadcasting from right now. He was very active at Wayne State University, which I'm very familiar with. And every day, I've met a lot of people, but I have not had the privilege of meeting Wayne Dyer, but I certainly felt like I knew him. through his appearances on public television here in the United States, through his tweets and Facebook presence and his books and his lectures. I'm very immersed and familiar with them, so I feel like I lost a friend. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be your friend and to share these thoughts with you and that connection with you so you feel like you have a friend. And that's me, Lisa Berry. And that's why you're listening. And that's why we're connecting. And that's the perspective I'm trying to share with you. I'm not saying I'm Wayne Dyer. That would be such a gift if I could even come remotely close to all that he accomplished in this world. So Wayne Dyer, 75 years old. If you are familiar with him, you know a few years ago he was diagnosed with leukemia, which was not a diagnosis he was going to accept. He actually spiritually had it removed from his body. I know that might sound unusual to people who are practitioners of Western medicine, and which I, of course, highly tout. And, you know, if you need medication, if you need treatment, if you need surgery, I am not telling you not to get it. But that was the path Wayne chose. And just recently they came out with the cause of death, and they say he had a heart attack. And in fact, the autopsy said there was no detection of leukemia in his body whatsoever. So some people thought maybe leukemia took his life, but it was actually a heart attack that took the life of Wayne Dyer at the age of 75. So I started to further immerse myself in his teachings and his writings and his lectures so I could share some of that with you in case you may not be familiar with him. You definitely want to look him up. In fact, Hay House, who he broadcast for, is sharing a movie that he created, and you can get free access to it. I guess 1 million people have seen it, and now they want 3 million people to see it, so you can easily Google it or search it or email me, and I'll hook you up with a connection to the movie. So Wayne wants 3 million people to see the movie after only 1 million people have seen it, and if you want that connection through me, it's Lisa Love Berry @gmail.com, B-A-R-R-Y, and I will certainly hook you up with the connection so you can see that movie that Wayne Dyer produced and that he wants everyone to see. And anyway, let me just share some of what I have learned about Wayne and some of his thoughts. And as I said, the thought I weekly share is, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I don't think you can argue with that. So I recently listened to a conversation he did with Tony Robbins, who I also deeply enjoy. And these are some of the thoughts that Wayne shared with Tony that I'm sharing with you. I'm giving full credit. These are not, I mean, I do think along these lines, but in this moment for legal positioning, I want to make sure that I'm clearly stating that these are statements and lessons that we have learned from Wayne Dyer, who passed away at the age of 75. And one of those lessons is, our painful childhood experiences are lessons. And I know I had a painful childhood, and if you didn't have a painful childhood, count your blessings and have some gratitude. Say amen to that, because you are very lucky. I would say my childhood was extremely painful and extremely ugly. And when people talk about getting unconditional love, I can't claim that I feel like I did. I feel like my parents did the best job they could based on where they were coming from. I harbored no anger or resentment towards them, but my childhood was painful. But guess what? I learned from it. It's given me perspective, and it's given me the desire to not waste a day being as positive as possible, and it's giving me a career in radio, and I've been given this opportunity to be on this station and share these lessons with you in hopes of improving your life as well. So, yes, my painful childhood experience are lessons, and I have learned so many things, and one of those things are that I'm over it. I'm not going to hang on to it. You do have to process it. I mean, we all go through psychological traumas and situations, and I'm not saying ignore it. Yeah, you do have to process. You kind of have to walk through the fire. But I'm not going to waste today being upset or angry about my painful childhood. I learned from it. I'm a loving, happy person who wants to share as much positive perspective and boost people up and cheer you up and be your friend and extend some love in what seems like a cold-hearted world sometimes. I want to be a bright light in this life. And I learned that after living in a very complicated, complex, painful childhood. So yes, my painful childhood experience was a lesson. I'm choosing to look at it. And you can choose to look at any painful experience you've been through as well as a lesson. Make yourself a better person. Make this world a better place. Turn that pain into something positive. Wayne Dyer also said, teaching people they don't have to be depressed because of the circumstances of their lives. Now, I think that's such a powerful statement. As positive and loving as I, Lisa Berry, try to be and try to share on the show, I'm walking the same planet journey that you are, and I understand stuff happens, stuff not being my first choice of word, all the time. And seasons change, and people move on, and sometimes people lash out, and you're not always in the friendliest, most loving, supportive situation. But you know what? You can learn from that, and you don't have to be sad about it. You can, again, process it, but move on. Let it go. And focus on what is good in your life. I do that all the time. Right now, as I do this show, I don't know when you're listening to it or what season. The seasons are changing. We are going from summer to fall. And to me, this is the new year in our lives. Kids are going back to school. Kids are moving back to college. Things are changing. The weather's changing. The leaves are changing. The nature is changing. And it's such a time of change. And sometimes it's not what you want it to be, but I can have a choice, and I can look at it, and I cannot be sad about the circumstances of my life. I can go with the flow. So I have that choice, and you have that choice. And Wayne Dyer says that people don't have to be depressed because of the circumstances of their lives. Another teaching of Wayne's is successful people recall the good. They don't dwell on the negative. I love that. I love that. Successful people. You want to be a successful person, don't you? I know I do. Why wouldn't you want to be successful? But so we dwell on the good. We recall the good. We don't dwell on the negative. We think about the good stuff. That's what makes you successful, focusing on the positive. And Wayne talks a lot about our own realities, and one of his statements is, we are what we think about all day long. Reality is what we think about. Do you think about what you're thinking about? What are you focused? If you're focusing on something being wrong, if you're focusing on being offended, if you're focusing on that person cutting you off in traffic, that's your reality. If you're focusing on what's wrong in politics, if you're focusing on, no, let it go. I mean, yeah, again, process it, but you are creating your own reality. So in the morning I get up and I like to go out and water. I'm a nurturer. I cannot stop watering my plants. I love to give people, and even flowers and objects, what they need. And I want to complete you. I want to fulfill you. I want to nurture you because I'm a nurturer. So I'm creating my reality by focusing on, hey, I woke up today. That's a miracle. And look at these beautiful flowers. What a miracle. The colors of the flowers. And the sun is up. And the sky is bright. And, yeah, it may rain, but the flowers need the rain. And it's the reality I'm creating for myself. And try to surround myself with positive, fun, happy people because I think life should be positive and fun and happy. Why be miserable? Things are going to happen and you're going to be miserable enough. So I'm going to try to nurture my own garden, and that's what I advise you to do. I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you how to think or how to feel. I can only tell you what I have learned and how I see it. And one of those things that I see is being positive as possible and thinking about the positive and creating my own reality. That's why when you look around your home, if you're lucky enough to have a roof over your head, which I count as one of my many blessings, then you create my own reality to surround yourself with rocks and twigs and fresh flowers, and maybe for you it's a pool table or, I don't know, whatever makes you happy. But you're creating that reality. So that's how you set up your home and what you focus on and who you spend your time with and where you work and what car you drive and how much exercising you do and where you exercise. That's all your own reality that you are creating. Wayne Dyer says it's the most freeing thing, you know, that you can process life any way you want to. It's freeing. I mean, you get caught up in work and drama, and it takes a lot of conscious thought. It takes a lot of moment awareness to think, am I being positive or being negative? Am I contributing to the greater good, or am I getting caught up in the drama? I don't want to get caught up in the drama. I love reality TV in the United States. It's supposed to be reality TV, but it's like follows a process. Oh, there's drama. Something's going wrong. Why do we want to watch that? I want to create my own reality, and I want it to be a happy, blissful, let's just laugh and feel some joy and see what we can do for each other. And if that sounds like Pollyanna, then sign me up. I'm Pollyanna Lisa Berry, because that is the reality I am choosing. So I am free to know that I can process life any way I want to. And then you really need to decide, Wayne talks about, what are you here for? What are you here for? Take some time and figure out the word, what is your dharma? That's what they call it. And you are here to improve the quality of life for someone else. This whole journey really intensified for me when I started meditating and realized that my greatest gift, Lisa Berry, is that I have a large capacity to love. Now, I'm trying to market that, and love is free, and here I am, and I'm giving you my perspective, and you're sharing your time and listening. I'm hoping you're feeling. I'm all about feeling. I'm hoping you're feeling what I'm trying to share with you. And maybe life is not so great for you right now, and maybe listening to this boosts you up a little bit, and you know that there is love for you in the world, because I am here with that love. I don't even, may have not met you or know you, or you haven't emailed me yet. I love getting your emails, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com, and hearing with you and further connecting with you, but I am here to share and spread love. And that is what I am trying to do. I love to boost people up. I call myself the great distractor. I'm through so many health journeys with people. I'm a volunteer to take them to the doctors or be there for them when they have surgery and hold their hand and tell them it's going to be okay. I want to distract them from their pain, from that serious moment. And that's what I'm here for. I want to make life better for, I want to make life better for you. I want you to realize that we're here. The minute you start realizing that we're here for other people, just not serve our own needs all the time, you're just going to find your whole life has just opened up, and it's just a great place to be in. So some more Wayne Dyer research that I did, he talks about looking inside yourself. Look inward for your own divine energy, your inner universe, your inner joy. Discover your sacred self, being spiritual. Be on an inner journey of awareness and focus on love and inner bliss. So Wayne Dyer talks a lot about going inside and what's inside you and exploring who you are and what you're about and what's important to you. I always say to people, what makes you happy? And they say, I don't know. And I say, how can you be happy if you don't know what makes you happy? So take that time to find out what makes you happy and who you are. And as Wayne Dyer talks about, finding your inner bliss and your inner awareness. And he talks about the external world. And it's all more about your internal world. And I'm watching these videos. And Wayne Dyer, who, if you hadn't heard, passed away this week at the age of 75, talks a lot about death. And it's kind of surreal to be, you can watch him on videos on YouTube, to watch him talking about death. And it's almost like his message is there, and it's coming through at this time. And he talked a lot about life being fluid and the trees blowing in the wind and going with the flow, and then death comes and everything is stiff and quiet. So go with the flow of life. And he talks about finding your inner awareness and your inner wisdom and why you're here. Discover your inner self. Your inner soul knows you're eternal. Be on purpose in your life. He also talks about being an enlightened being. Realize the nature of mind as you discover the nature of your true self. Wayne Dyer says, you are not your name or occupation or your social security number. You are eternally light and divine, and you have a purpose for being here. And as I said, my purpose is to share love and laughter, and I have an unlimited amount of love for you, and love is my greatest gift, and that's why I do the show, and hopefully that's why you're listening and we're connecting. And these are just all confirmed by what Wayne has been telling us for a long time. He says, there are no accidents. Everything that happened is here to teach you. And I think that goes back to our original statement about your painful childhood experience are lessons. And even though when we went through them, and I know a lot of us did, it didn't feel like a lesson we wanted to learn. But as I said, I have certainly learned from it. And so everything is part of the universal energy, and we can all learn from it. He talked about the presence of the divine energy, even though we may not understand it, but focusing your inner energy on the beauty that surrounds you, you will receive that energy from your surroundings. And that's what we're talking about a few minutes ago, about you create your own reality. Surround yourself with things and people and circumstances and scenarios and situations that make you happy, because that's the reality you are creating. And when you focus on whatever you focus on, that is your reality. Your reality is created by your thoughts. Do you know that? Is that a new concept? Because it's something that I think about all the time, and I'm wondering if that's something that everybody thinks about all the time. So then, as I continued my Wayne Dyer research, rest in peace, Wayne, I'm seriously, sincerely, personally very sad by his passing. And I know he wouldn't want us to be sad. He was a beautiful soul and a human being. And on August 29th, Dr. Wayne Dyer passed away. I actually found out on Twitter, his family posted, "Wayne has left his body." And I was like, what? What? He's so much a part of my life every day. And as I say, week after week, none of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring. And as they are now saying, he did not pass away from the leukemia. He had a heart attack, and that's what took his life. So here are some more quotes from Wayne Dyer that to help motivate and inspire us. "Circumstances do not make a man, they reveal him." What does that mean to you? To me, that means stuff happens, again, not my choice of first word there, and how you react, it reveals more about who you are. If you lose it, if you get ugly, if you're mean to other people, you know, that's not a good... In fact, one of the last quotes that Wayne or his people, because people like Wayne have people who post things for him, but it's one of the last posts they made before he passed away, I want to share, because I think about it a lot. And it was, "When you squeeze an orange, orange juice comes out, because that's what's inside. When you are squeezed, what comes out is what is inside." One of the best ways to remember Wayne Dyer is by that quote, because it really just moved me. So if you fill yourself with love, if you fill yourself with compassion, if you fill yourself with understanding and humor and awareness and gratitude, when you're squeezed, that's what's going to come out. So going back to, "Circumstances do not make a man, they reveal him." When something happens, when you're squeezed, and we're all squeezed because that's just life, and it's not worse for anyone else because we all have our stuff, but when you're squeezed, what comes out? And that was one of the last quotes that was posted for by Wayne Dyer before he passed away, and really had me thinking for days, because I don't want to get squeezed in lemonade to come out. I don't want orange juice to come out. When I'm squeezed or under pressure or backed in a corner or something's happening or things aren't working the way they're supposed to work and you're squeezing, Lisa Berry, I want compassion and love and calmness and understanding to come out. And I would hope that's what we all would want to come out. I don't enjoy anger. I don't enjoy confrontation. I enjoy loving and making the world a better place and loving you and sharing laughter. I love to make people laugh, not because I need the attention or the affirmation. I love to make people laugh because laughing is good for you. It is physically, literally good for you, physically and mentally. And if I can make someone laugh and bring some joy to their life, there's other ways to bring joy, but I've been blessed with a good sense of humor. And I know I don't really yuck it up much on this show because it is supposed to be a lighthearted look at life with love and laughter. I could if that's what you wanted, but when you squeeze me, I don't want sour pressure meanness to come out. I want love and compassion and understanding to come out. And I was so moved by that, and then he passed away, as we're all going to do. You know, I hate to remind people of that. I was like, what? You just had me on a new path to thinking and being and improving myself. So I'm here to help you think and be and improve yourself too. So another Wayne Dyer thought is, if you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. If you believe it won't, you will see obstacles. Don't we all know somebody like that, that you tell something or predict something, or and then they'll just tell you why it's not going to work? Somehow I'm surrounded by people who are still telling me why it's not going to work. I'll say anything, and the response is why it's not going to work or why it's wrong. And I think, why waste your energy in life looking at life that way? And, of course, another one of my quotes, the favorite Wayne Dyer quotes, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. It's all your perspective. It's how you're looking at life. It's your reality. You're creating it. Another Wayne Dyer thought is, with everything that has happened to you, you can feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose. You get to choose. And sometimes it may not feel like it. Sometimes you think, oh, I'm caught in this dead-end job and nobody loves me. Well, then get a different job. Or surround yourself with people who do love you. I love you. I don't even know you and I love you. I want to be a source of love and inspiration. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing the show. And that's why I'm so grateful for you listening. Because I want to spread more love. And that's how I am able to do it right now. So you get to choose. Another great Wayne Dyer quote is, go for it now. The future is promised to no one. What are you waiting for? I think I said that last week in the show. What are you waiting for? I literally said that. What are you waiting for? It's great to have a dream because dreams help us envision and dreams help us get to where we need to go. But what are you waiting for? There's no time like now to get it done and make it happy. This is another Wayne Dyer quote, when I chased after money, I never had enough. When I got my life on purpose and focused on giving of myself and everything that arrived into my life, then I was prosperous. Stop acting as if life is a rehearsal. Live this day as if it were your last. The past is over and gone. The future is not guaranteed. And I'm telling you that it's sad and it's interesting to be reading about sharing these Wayne Dyer thoughts when he now is gone. And it's really been a sad time for me. Everything you are against weakens you. Everything you are empowers you. How people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. That's a Wayne Dyer quote you see a lot. How people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. Again, squeezing that orange, what's coming out. Another great one is, you cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with. A lot of us don't realize that. A lot of us don't like ourselves. And I always say that's like one of the most important things you can do. Know yourself and love yourself. And it's not an ego me first love. It's a love yourself, accept yourself. And if you don't like it, then make it better. Make yourself. You can do it. You can be the person you want to be and then love and be with yourself. Procrastination is one of the most common and deadliest of diseases, and its toll on success and happiness is heavy. I hear you on that one. You just got to keep going for it, and you can't give up week after week after week. Keep going for it. There is no scarcity of opportunity to make a living at what you love. There's only scarcity of resolve to make it happen. And I agree, that's another Wayne Dyer thought, and you just got to keep going. You just got to keep trying. All they say, people who are failed are the people who are one step away from actually making it happen, and then they gave up. And I know sometimes what is reasonable and how much time do you keep going, but I feel as long as I'm here and I'm alive and I'm breathing, I'm going to keep trying. And doing the show is part of that, and I just really appreciate you listening and sticking with me on this journey, because I can't do it without you. I'm otherwise just talking in air. And today we're doing a tribute to Wayne Dyer, and he has said, you may have convinced yourself that giving is impossible because you have too little for yourself. If you're not generous when it's difficult, you will not be generous when it's easy. Generosity is a function of the heart, not the wallet. It's never crowded along the extra mile. Peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is rather than as you think it should be. When the choice is to be right or to be kind, always make the choice that brings peace. Now, that's a tough one for a lot of people, but a lot of people say that. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And I choose to be happy, and I want you to choose to be happy. Again, I can't tell you what to think or how to say or how to feel. I can just share these thoughts with you. I can share my energy. I can share my perspective. I can share my love, and I am full of it. And I know people say, you're full of something, Lisa Berry. Well, I am here to say I'm full of love, and I have it for you. And I'm full of laughter, and I'm full of perspective, and I'm full of gratitude for you taking the time to listen to the show today and to listen to the teachings of Wayne Dyer, who will be sorely missed. And I'm sure his family and his company will continue to share his teachings, and we will continue to learn and grow and be empowered by them. But that's why I'm here, too. And if you would like me to speak at your group or your function, email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. And I hope I've helped you feel some love and a little lighter today, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thanks so much for listening.